lassen.
Yes, we are running up against that first paragraph that Abash wrote for all of us in his first article, in his first approach to us. We gather here to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon man, which is called love of others. And love of others can only be through revoking one's self. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us a chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal, for the Shekhinah, divinity, to be among us. On the one hand, these words are simple, but realizing them takes a long time, a lot of energy and understanding and canceling of the understanding, canceling of the intellect, a lot of it. There are several approaches to how to approach realizing what he writes for us here. Perhaps one of them is that we need to live as if we already received from the Creator the powers and desires and the knowledge what to do in spirituality, meaning to bestow, and to implement, to execute these things. So that as much as we can, let's bestow upon each other. Think and monitor, criticize our thoughts and desires, that we relate to each other only in such a way so that besides the desire to bestow, the thought about bestowal, toward connection between us, love between us, and through us to the Creator, as he writes, from the love of people to the love of the Creator, so it will be carried out. So at least let's perhaps depict to ourselves that we are already in it. Very simple. Let's act it out, like little kids, who, when they act something out, that's how they grow. So let's us also act it out, that we are already in mutual love and yearning to reach the Creator through equivalence of form with him. And in this way, we will advance. This way, we'll advance. I think we should try more and more each time. The connection between us, the good relationship between us, and in this way, through it, for each of us and for all of us to be drawn to the Creator. And this is our prayer. The more we elevate these desires, these tendencies, these desires, these yearnings for the Creator, we will have a place where we can receive his answer. Because in that same man that we raise, in that deficiency, into that deficiency that we raise, we receive the answer. And the more our deficiency is common and stronger, more concentrated, focused, constant, and growing more and more and more from time to time, By this, we will establish eventually such a vessel that in it we will be able to feel the Creator's answer. The answer from Him exists already. We just have to develop it. Like you develop these films, the way it used to be done in the past, of photographs. So we have to show more and more and more of the deficiency from us, because from Him, His good relation toward us is constant, and it always comes from Him. And we just have to raise our man, raise our deficiency, to process it correctly. And then we will begin to discover that the upper light, the Creator's relation to us, fills all of reality and is constant. It's not changing, only we change. And there are no changes from Him. It is He is in absolute love toward us. So this is what Rabash writes. We have gathered here to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. So the more we raise these deficiencies to the Creator, that we want to bring something toward Him as He is toward us. This is the prayer, yes? One receives one. So we reveal His relation in our similar deficiency to bestow upon Him. And that's how we will discover Him. And what's important here is to see that we raise man, that it is our common deficiency. Not mine, but ours. Because the main correction is in us being us. Because in the end, we have to ask for connection between us into that vessel that was prior to the breaking of Adam HaRishon. This is why there is a deficiency here, and a disposition, inclination toward the Creator that is very clear. Help us connect into one deficiency to bestow upon you. And this is all we want. And then this is called make your will as His will. We will be with Him in mutual.
Да, дорогой Раф, а что значит, что мы слышим все-таки вот?
Yeah, dear Raf, what does it mean that we hear, nevertheless, the answer of the Creator?
We still don't feel it, but if you pay attention to how much you are trying to connect and to turn to the Creator, which is called Man, not from each of you, because from each of you, what is it for? But to the extent that you try to be together, because this is really the correction of the vessel, the whole correction is over the unification, over uniting, in order to reveal the Creator as one. So if we want to resemble Him, to return to the state we had prior to the breaking, this is really our request. So if this is what we ask, then opposite. In response to that, we get help from above, which is called mud.
А точность этой просьбы, насколько она важна? То есть в чем здесь ее вот, ну, фокус, точность этой просьбы?
How important is the precision of this request? What is the focus of that?
The precision of the request is important, but it's important to the extent that we want to be concentrated, kind of centralized, concentrated on ourselves, connected among us, and connected from between us to the Creator. This is really the precision, the focusing. And that's it. And it doesn't matter if we're small and we're asking for it, or if great ones ask for it, as long as, according to our efforts, this is what we want. It's like a baby. As soon as it cries, the mother knows what it wants. So is the Creator. He understands us in all our... we don't need to speak to Him with these lofty words. No. We just need to speak from the heart, from our common heart. This is why the Creator's answer to beginners can be much quicker and much more powerful than His answer to veterans and more progressed and more important and wiser people. It all depends on the cleanness of the reason and the desire. That's it. There is no issue here of being greater or smaller. From the perspective of the Creator, our importance in high degrees or low degrees, it doesn't impress Him. It doesn't impress the system. What impresses the system is actually requests of beginners. There's also the matter of infants, beginning students. But it's very important that we ask together, ask of Him together, and that our request will be only for connection among us in order to reach a request of Him, in order to, by this, give Him a chance to bestow, and by this, bring Him contentment.
We can't seem to attract all the friends now. What can we do more than what we are doing now to attract them to the morning lesson, to the meetings, in the activities?
I don't think you can do it right before the lesson. I think you need to each day meet and talk about something. Ask each one to find in the writings of Rabash or Baal HaSulam to find in them a certain excerpt that really impressed him, that really moved him, which he found. And for each one to read these excerpts before the group. By this you can awaken the friends' hearts. Try to do this. I'm speaking from experience. It's really impactful, but short excerpts. They could be also from Psalms, but it's better if it is from Baal HaSulam or Rabash, something short. 2-3 lines, but such that are really moving. And then you will be awakened better for the lesson. Hungarian Polish.
If I don't have a strong deficiency, how can I acquire one from the friends?
You have to envy them, that they are more advanced, that they are greater, that they're going forward, advancing, and you will soon you'll be left behind, way back, and it's not good. You need to get angry at yourself. There are two things about it. One is when you come to the lessons, and you are present at every lesson, every single lesson. This is number one. There's no debate on this, because this is the still thing that's the constant, something that exists in our world. Everything else is spiritual. You can't measure them. You can't see them with your senses. So there, you already need to check to what extent you understand better, you're more sensitive, to what extent you're active in connecting the society. As Rabash explains what we need to do toward the friends. But first and foremost, it's mechanical. I am present in our lesson each and every day.
Again, 23. We must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others.
If we're speaking about the society, then we should immediately depict to ourselves the friends who are in mutual love among them. Yes?
So each member would receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self-love, his self, and to love others, would cause everyone to be integrated in their friend's intentions. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others.
Moscow 3.
Thank you, teacher. Each one is integrated in the intentions of the friend. What does it mean? Where does it happen that we are integrated with the friend's intentions?
Each one wants to see in the others how much each of the friends yearns to connect to the friends, to bestow upon the friends, to connect with the friends. Because in this way, he too will probably direct himself toward the Creator. We must truly be in envy, good envy, toward the friends, where I see that they are more successful. This is the right and good situation, that I look at others and I see that they are greater, more successful. And that too should push me forward and not cool me down.
Is it
enough to see it, or do I also have to feel it, to demand such a feeling?
Of course I have to both see and feel this, and perhaps I don't see it. It's written about it, they have eyes and do not see. I disrespect them, I slight them, I belittle them, so I don't see them. That they're relating to each other in this way, that they are drawn to bestow upon the Creator. It all depends on my vessels. He who faults in his own fault. And then I have to very quickly try to connect, to correct myself, to connect more to them, to study together with them, to learn from them. It's like Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma.
This integration, when 10 forces are integrated into one, I expect it, I demand it.
You don't wait and you don't demand, but you rather do it yourself. You understand?
And you do it yourself, and moreover, tell yourself that they are already corrected, connected, and directed toward the Creator, and only you are not. And this is why you fault them, you find fault in them with your own corrupted senses. And don't think that this pertains to some great groups and there it happens and we haven't reached it. It happens at every situation, even now. If you don't see them as great, connected, and yearning for the Creator and bestowing upon the Creator, if you don't see them in this way right now, well, because we're all small, what can you do? That's how you justify yourself. Then you are wrong. You just don't see the truth because you have no respect for them. You don't appreciate them. If you were to exalt them in your eyes now, you would see them as great, connected, and directed toward the Creator. Just so. This is called he who faults in his own fault. Don't believe your own eyes.
Можно сказать, что интеграция это когда я и вижу, и чувствую, что они большие.
Can we say that the integration is when I see and feel that they are great and connected?
Yeah, this is already the revelation of the truth. Revelation of the real truth. The revelation of the real truth is that we are all at the end of correction. And nothing changes besides my own correction, my own vision, the way I see reality. And then I was given a small group in which to see the corrected reality. According to the level of connection, level of love, level of help, incorporation in them. That's it. I have nothing to add. We are receiving everything from the excerpts we are reading. I really don't know what more to add. Everything is written here. Only connection between us and the direction toward the Creator. That's our work. The method and the theory itself is pretty simple. Not complicated. But the execution is not only complicated, it's impossible. Because only through man do we receive the power from above and begin to improve through it. I have nothing to add. Just to try through the connection between us to ask for the change in us so the Creator will connect, direct, and do, to be dependent on Him, relying on Him like a baby on its mother. And only in this way we will advance.
If I may, each lesson has a topic. At the beginning of the lesson, you give a certain direction. Let's say, yesterday you spoke about the friend who told you he's going through a tough period. And you told us how to see what we have to deal with as something purposeful. Do we have to always, every day, sit around this direction you gave? Or in general, we go through the verses and whoever observed something, observed it. We're looking for what is that one thing? How to be as one from one morning lesson to the next? I can't tell you, determine for you what you should do during the day, but I think that
the topic of the lesson must be important, must be the key. The thing that we live throughout the day. Of course, you can add to it all kinds of things that you think, like I said today at the beginning of the lesson.
and each one can see, look at others, other excerpts from Bodhisattva and Rabash and bring them to the society to inspire the society because it inspired him. But what really inspired him? So, by all means, no problem. It's good to bring some excerpts from Psalms. There it is really light beyond the vessel. It's written from the level of the end of correction. So,
morning. You said that the morning lesson is the most important thing we have. That's the foundation, the mechanical foundation. It's also the longest time that we have together, 3 hours. So how to most correctly, in that state, awaken envy in the friends, and envy the friends?
I don't think it is the time for such states. It is time only for a state where we are connected. During the lesson, we have to be in connection, in the right line, in love, not in all kinds of criticism, envy, and whatnot. No. But rather, when we read that the disciples of Rabbi Shimon hated one another, that was before the lesson. When they arrived, when they came to such states before the lesson, but during the lesson, gradually through the reforming light, they would move from a very deep left line into the right line and connection. And in the connection, they would discover what was written in the book of Zohar afterwards. You understand that the book of Zohar is written this way. They had the left line, they had such big left lines and right lines that they could discover the full depth of creation. And this is what they expressed in the book of Zohar.
No. From the virtual state, where we see only faces in little squares, what does that demand of us in respect to the conduct during the lesson compared to the previous conduct we had?
I don't see faces. I see hearts. And if you're still seeing faces, you're not in a good situation.
Excerpt 24. We need a society where everyone will be a great force so we can work together to cancel the will to receive, which is called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then, all the individuals become one great force that can fight against itself, since everyone is integrated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal. And to be integrated in one another, each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friend can no longer unite with them. Rav, this is what we need to see. If I can't see myself daily as lower than the others, and truly not equal to them, can't even approach them, how much they have, if not in feeling, but in their intellect, in knowledge, in the actions that they perform, how they are connected to one another, how much they understand one another, how much they have this heartfelt inclination toward one another. And I see myself off to the side somewhere. I'm not like them. I can't bring myself to such a relationship with others. If I feel myself like that, it's good. It's not good to be in that state, but it's good that I discover myself in this way. And then I have room for prayer, because no one can help me. No one. The Creator is showing me where I am, who am I, what am I, and then I can turn to Him and I can ask, please give me the strength to annul toward the friends so I can be incorporated in them just as much as I see how they are incorporated in one another. This has to be a prayer, a surrendering request, tearful request. Because if I'm not incorporated in them the way I see that I'm lacking it, then I'm lost. I'm not advancing to the purpose of creation, towards adhesion or towards anything. Meaning, we need to discover daily and to feel just how connected the friends are, how they share this mutual understanding, and I'm somehow isolated from them. And it pains me, and it stings my heart, and I don't know what to do about it, and I'm ashamed of it. And reluctantly I have to turn to the Creator and ask Him that He would give me the ability to subjugate and to incorporate in them and to be. Couldn't hear you?
What if I don't feel it every day?
Then it's wrong. It's wrong. It is wrong. Pay attention to it.
What's wrong?
Your pride is blinding you from seeing the truth. I propose to you to see everything we're discussing, the center of subjugation, where each one subjugates himself toward the society and he wants to connect there and embrace everyone, and to see in this way, when we come to subjugation, when we reach zero together, in this way we can begin to feel the Creator, since this is where we are becoming an embryo. We forgot about the state that we wish to attain, which is the state of Ibur, conception. And the state of Ibur is when each one subjugates himself until each one of us envies the others how much each one is subjugating himself and is connected with others. And in this way we come to the state of our center, the center where we're all willing to be embraced and to incorporate and become one drop from many drops. And that's how we begin our conception in the Creator. Thank you for the question.
Thank you, Rav. The level of integration that we need to achieve, it includes losing our I. So in the process of this, that's the one little part that apparently we're clinging to. What can we do to expeditiously get this I removed or blocked, restricted?
Only subjugation before the friends, to envy them since they are more advanced than me. And I wish to attain them and to be like them and be among them, truly dilute myself, dissolve myself in them, immerse myself in them.
Thank you, teacher. A question from the 10. How does the greatness of the friends influence the level of our spiritual degree?
One determines the other. To the extent I feel the greatness of the friends, accordingly I can determine my place. I could see from my height, the height of the friends, how great they are. I'm great. How small they are, I'm small. How they great they are in my eyes, I'm great. That's the only way.
Picturing the friends as great or as connected in bestowal is really a type of
I see it as something that is lifting me to a higher degree. The fact that I see myself smaller and I see them as greater, I have a chance, an opportunity to climb to them because I want to be in greater bestowal. By adding myself to them, I want to be with them. I want to annul toward them. I see it as a kind of upliftment, advancement. I become greater precisely according to how much I annul myself. It's a continuous process, not that much, until the end of correction only.
Right, but when you make the effort to describe them as great, then it's as if you're already included in it. So then there's nothing to be jealous of.
No philosophies. You hear? Without philosophies. Just do it and that's it. Without thinking. Just do it. And then you won't be confused. Otherwise you...
Sorry. Yeah. I say the friends is great, but I don't feel that it bothers me. Something is not working. What's missing?
You don't envy them.
Right, but I see them as great, advancing more than I.
So what? You don't care about it, right?
Okay, so how do you work it out?
You work it out. You don't even want to advance towards spirituality.
Exactly. So how do I work this out? I understand the problem.
You need, nevertheless, to come closer to them, to mingle with them, to hear what they have to say. And then you'll begin to feel. You'll begin to feel that, nevertheless, you have what to envy here. They understand more, they feel more. You will see it. Or you place his, position yourself so high above them. But based on what? It doesn't matter how much you understand and how much you, they don't understand. It's like with Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, where relative to his students, he was great, they were small, but he felt himself towards them as a little one, because they are together, and together is a spiritual force, it's a higher degree, and he, if he's by himself is not in a spiritual level. You understand? And that's why he's going to lower his head towards them, because specifically in the connection between them.
Again, 25. Through love of friends and adhesion with the friends, one comes to complete submission, since he will see his friend's work, and the intensity of the fire in their hearts and their excitement in serving the Creator. By this, he too will learn to work like them, recognize his own deformation, and will repent in complete repentance.
Okay, next.
Excerpt 26. How can an intelligent and knowledgeable person say that his mind will be annulled before each and every one, while he knows and feels that he is 100 times higher than his friend? However, there is a discernment of part, and there is a discernment of all. The collective is higher than the individual, and one must annul before each and every part, in that he is higher than the that he is part of the all. In other words, the whole of Israel, although they do not have such great importance individually, with respect to the collective, each one is very important from the perspective of the whole collective. One must annul his personal needs before the needs of the collective, and since man must annul his view and thought before the Creator, he must accustom himself in externality called doing. This is called we will do. All those annulments will influence him so he can annul his mind and thoughts before the Creator.
Questions?
Moscow Free.
Спасибо, учитель. Мы десяткой на подготовке читали этот отрывок, он
Thank you, teacher. In the preparation for the lesson, we read this excerpt in the 10. It's amazing. There's something so precise there. It's written there in the second paragraph that a person must annul before each and every part, in that it is part of the all. What does it mean?
The main thing for us is to annul toward the entire vessel. Since by that we are incorporated into this vessel, and to that extent we're incorporated in the Creator, from love of the Creator beings, love of people, to love of the Creator. Love means the greatest form of connection, mutual. That's what we need to see. A person needs to annul his own needs before the needs of the collective, and since a person needs to Annul himself before the Creator. He needs to accustom himself in externality, in the group, before the friends, in the called doing. This is called will do. All those annulments will influence him so he can annul his mind and thought before the Creator. So that's what we need to do. We need to do as much as possible, practically, in practice, in the field. We need to annul before one another, and this will also influence us spiritually. Since we received here in this corporeal world a true gift, preparation for spirituality, where even when we do something with our desires, with our vessels, our corporeal vessels, from that we awaken spiritual lights and they work on us. It's a result of the shattering. Where in the shattering, we have a mixing between corporeality and spirituality. So it turns out that even when we perform corporeal actions, by that we also awaken spiritual lights to some extent, and they influence us. Therefore, there are many people who are doing all these actions. They are called mitzvot, commandments, precepts, and by that they also influence spirituality, but on the first level, without intentions, only the actions. But nevertheless, there is in that certain influence bestowal towards the Creator.
Can we see each friend or at least a 10 as a part of the uniform system?
Of course, we'll see it, except we need to advance, we need to be more connected, more incorporated with one another, and together we are incorporated in one force toward the Creator called Man. Everything depends on our ability to raise Man. It says, Torah was only given to those who eat Man, meaning those who raise a deficiency, and that's a group work, group action. They receive the light from above called Torah.
То есть если это придет, то это уже мат.
Ken.
So if it comes, it's mat already.
Yes.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот пишет он здесь, что есть целое, есть общее.
Yes, he writes here that there is complete, that there is part and there is whole. In our inner work, are these different stages? Are you now before the friend and then before the ten, before the Creator?
А как правильно?
Yes.
Вот соединяться.
How do we connect correctly?
I work to be connected in the society, so through it I'll be connected with the Creator. We learned about it from the first lesson. Israel, Oaita, the light, the Creator are one, or from love of people to love of the Creator. These are 2 degrees.
I mean, when he writes that there is a part of the ten, part of the group, and there's the whole, the complete. So there are individuals and there's the general atmosphere of the ten. How do we work with them?
We don't need to work like that. We need to truly yearn to connect to the whole group and aim it to the Creator. That's it. Enough. You're starting to look for things which
Thank you for this amazing lesson. A question about annulment in the ten.
If I understand correctly, a person before the friends is in one of two states. Either he is in constant envy, which he should constantly increase, or he is proud, he's above them. Is that correct?
Let's say that yes. There are many, many modes, many feelings involved, but let's say that yes.
Now, naturally, there are friends that you envy more, some you envy less, and it also changes. Is the work to constantly intensify the envy with those that are easier for you, or maybe to look for how to be envious of friends that it's more difficult for you? How do you work with it?
No, ultimately I feel how the whole group is connected, is unified. There's a certain connection between them, certain support, emotional connections between them, and I'm outside of it, and I cannot be connected with them and support them, and that pains me. That's what should be.
So the envy is not with specifically toward its friend, but toward the connection in the ten?
Yes. But it's a very deep feeling and has to accompany as I move forward. Because to what extent we advance towards the Creator and the purpose of creation, to the extent that we are concentrated together in the center of the group, all the friends.
Tov.
If everyone is nullified before his friend and mingles with him, they become one mass where all the little parts that want the love of others unite in a collective force that consists of many parts. And when one has great strength, he can carry out the love of others. And then he can achieve the love of the Creator. But the condition is that each will annul before the other. However, when he is separated from his friend, he cannot receive the share he should receive from his friend. Thus, everyone should say that he is nothing compared to his friend.
This is the miracle about connection. We're from all the parts and fragments of the parts, because a person is also divided internally and is shattered and spread all over the place. But by yearning somehow to connect between us and with the Creator, we collect ourselves as well into one vessel, and all of us together in the ten in one vessel, and then it turns out that we are starting to feel the meaning of each and every spiritual discernment level, because before that we have no hearing, no seeing, no sense of touch. We have nothing of spirituality because we assemble those because we want to connect between us. Then each one internally begins to feel his own spiritual qualities. Then the spiritual eyes open up, the spiritual ears open up. And that's how we connect and we discover around us a new world. Spirituality is revealed. As that is what is in control, and we feel corporeality simply in us, inside of us. And what appeared to us, what seemed to us like seeing the whole world around us, it's as Baal Salem writes in the introduction to the book of Zohar, and the perception of reality, that the whole world that appears to be outside of us is truthfully inside of us, and we simply feel all that is going on inside of us. That's why it's very important to us to be incorporated with one another, and through that integration we balance, we arrange our vessels of reception, our personal vessels, the collective vessels, and we begin to see the true reality that exists, since only it exists, and in it the general force that sustains it, which is the creation.
Buenas noches, Rav. Con respecto a los...
Good evening, Rav.
Quisiera hacer una pregunta.
Concerning the text we read, I would like to ask...
...ser un cero para mis amigos. ¿Me llegará el arrepentimiento o significa que me falta fuerza en el rezo?
Philip is asking, if I see that I can't be zero before the friends, will I reach repentance, remorse, or does it mean I don't have enough force in my prayer?
It's both. The force of the prayer, the power of the prayer is a result that you acquire from your own requests. When you turn to the friends, you turn to the Creator, you don't get an answer. From that, you get to this eruption of the...
Thank you, Rav. What in this force of the collective gives a person the feeling that he can bring the love of others into practice?
This force comes from above, like all the forces. Even the bad forces, the good forces, they all come from the Creator, and we need to just define the relations between all these forces, how we will relate to all these forces, what we will ask for there to be. But all the forces themselves come from the Creator.
So what's the point that a person feels that he can suddenly bring it out and then into practice?
That I, with the group together, turn to the Creator, and only in the manner in which I raise man, this is how I carry out my action. Besides raiding man, we have nothing to do. All of our work is how to connect between us to a collective lack and raise that collective lack to the Creator, our common deficiency. But don't think that man is only the deficiency. The request. Man is also the vessel within which I receive the response, the mad. Because mad arrives exactly according to my request, according to the man. To the extent in which I ask, let's say, this is the cup. As much as I ask, that is how, if I ask correctly, I will receive accordingly, either more or less, and what exactly. That's what there is. Otherwise, it cannot be. Otherwise, it will be just confusion from above when we will be given more or less from above. We receive exactly what we need from above in order to make one step forward. And that's how it is all the time. We raise man, we receive mud. We raise man, we receive mud. And this is why it's written, the Torah was only given to the, but only to those who eat man, the eaters of the manna. When we enjoy from the delight of the lack to the Creator, because that's how we actually want to fill Him, because He lives from our appeal to Him. And then we too feel that we enjoy our man, our connection to the Creator, and within it, as we relate to Him in such a way, we discover the mad, the answer from the Creator. This is why we need to try as much as possible together to connect with our requests and in a collective manner together raise our requests to the Creator. From that, we have the public prayer and all those other things that stem from this, which is how Kabbalists defined for the general folk to pray.
So this feeling of the feeling of the ability to carry out, that's the answer of the prayer, is the mud?
No, it depends what. If we are to execute our request, we're asking, we're we are talking, or even without the speech, it comes out, it emerges from our heart. Because what is prayer? It's the work of the heart. So if we come to a connection of our hearts and a tendency from our hearts directly to be inclined towards the Creator, then that's how we connect between us. And we connect with Him.
Excerpt 28.
Please.
The root of the work of the lower one is the will to receive. And the prayer, called man, rises up. And then the upper one corrects this man and places on it the power of the masach, the screen, which is a desire to delay the abundance before the lower one knows about himself that this aim is to bestow. That is, the upper one bestows upon the lower one good tastes and pleasure in the desire to bestow, by which the lower one feels his exaltedness. At that time, he begins to understand that it is worthwhile to annul before him and cancel his existence from him. Cancel his existence before him. Then he feels that all that there is in reality is only because such is his will, that the Creator wants the lower one to exist. But for himself, he wants to annul his existence. It follows that then all the vitality he feels is regarded as lishma and not for himself. When he feels this, it is considered that he already has the correction of the man, and then he is also fit to receive the mud as well, for there is no contradiction between them anymore, since the lower one too wants the benefit of the upper one and not his own benefit.
Salt Lake City.
Здравствуйте, Рав, вы упомянули, что Творец живет из наших.
Rav, you mentioned that the Creator lives as a result of our addresses to Him. What does that mean?
To the extent in which we address the Creator, we bring Him contentment. That's altogether what it was that we need to know.
Aquí es un poco confundido por el texto. Dice que hay que corregir el mal y que finalmente se corrige el mal para poder recibir, perdón, el mal para finalmente recibir el mal. El mal no es ya la plegaria corregida, la petición corregida, o a cualquier petición se le llama mal. Gracias, Rafa.
Not every address to the Creator is called man. Man is called that address to the Creator, which equates with the desire of the Creator to give to us. Meaning, I cannot ask the Creator to give me something that is truly not on the way of my development, of my spiritual development. But rather, man is called that I scrutinize what needs to be the advancement, my request, the next step, and to the extent in which I'm capable to locate this. This is something I raise upwards and ask. There are many other things that we need to learn in how to ask, how to establish and stabilize the man, because there's no other work for us in spirituality other than stabilizing our request to the Creator. Because this shows the extent in which we understand Him, the extent in which we arrange ourselves towards Him, bring ourselves closer to Him. All of this is expressed in man, everything. Other than our man towards the Creator, there's nothing else. All the rest is His response and how He corrects us, how He fills us, how He does with us all the different actions, how He opens Himself towards us, and so on. But from our side, as much as possible, to organize our man. And also this action we need to learn from the Creator, because He gives us, in order to organize this man, also all kinds of conditions, details.
All.
Привет, Раф. Имаме два въпроса от нашата десятка. Общи хесарон.
We have two questions. Should the general deficiency be at the sum total of the personal deficiencies, or we should all reach one desire? It has to be our man to the Creator.
We don't know how to express these things yet. We cannot. Even though we talk between us, like in my desire and his desire of another one, but if we try to come close in to one deficiency in the ten, we begin to feel that certainly it's not possible that there's going to be the same deficiency in each and every one, because we're different. So how can they be the same lack? Even when I think of one goal, it's not one. Nevertheless, each one has it different, a little bit, somewhat different. And as much as we study together from one source, it also changes, and each depicts himself. There's just no choice. That's how things are happening. So let's understand that we need to do what we need to do, and the upper light will constantly correct us, bring us closer, perform a closening, an equivalence, and a connection, and then eventually we will connect that way.
Tov.
Shalom, Rav.
Hello, Rav. Humanity, when they receive more blows from nature, they still won't be able to turn directly to the Creator. They still need us.
They can't turn to the Creator in the way they should, because they don't have the ability to raise man. They can cry out and pray as usual as everyone else. I'm not canceling that. In any language, in any style, no matter what, that too is good. but that's not how you get the force to correct. The light that reforms comes from raising a man. And if we include inside us, incorporate in the desire, the pain of humanity, and raise it through us to the Creator, then we will get from Him back the spiritual force, the upper force, the upper light, and we'll be also able to pass it on to our Achap. By that, we connect to humanity as one vessel, Galgal Tanayim and Achap, and we give the Creator the opportunity to fill the complete vessel, the Ten Sefirot, when all of humanity will already be as one Patsuf.
Why can't they raise man? What are they missing? What are they lacking?
The right connection with the Creator. There is no deficiency to begin with.
There's no lack in such people for them to yearn for adhesion with the Creator. They don't have it. In some of the small portion of the shattered souls, a certain longing for the revelation of the Creator, to that connection, to in order to bestow, and most of them don't. This stems from the shattering of the vessel. So what will they want? Just salvation, to be saved when they receive blows? What, to be saved? Rav, they will want to be saved. They will even want to participate in all kinds of things that they're there, but to participate as much as they're capable. There's no lack. We're also operating out of a lack. Why don't you want more than what you are? Because there's no more deficiency than that. We altogether are some lump of flesh that has a lack of some sorts to the Creator. That's called a spark, a godly part from above. And if they don't have that spark, then they don't. And their spark is very deep inside their desire, and still it's not revealed. You see, we have representatives here of all the nations altogether that exist in humanity. And how many of each and every one of them are here? A very small part. Because probably, according to the plan of creation, we don't need, because the head is small. And the part in the head that thinks and decides is like a little tiny marble within the brain. Yes. And they will know and feel that there is Bnei Baruch, and that they have a solution. They will feel it that way?
Yes. I can't say in what way, but yes, it will become clear to them that they're following a group that is shining to the world. Is bringing light to the world. Yes.
What does it mean to take the lacks of the humanity and use them to deliver what we receive from the Creator? What does it mean to utilize them? How can we do it?
Very simple. I help them. Seemingly, I'm their representative with the Creator. And whatever they cannot ask correctly in a spiritual manner, then I seemingly translate their corporeal suffering to our spiritual suffering. I connected them with all of humanity. I'm incorporated with their suffering. I translate their corporeal suffering to a spiritual desire, a spiritual deficiency for the Creator, with upper light for the corrections, and that's what I raise. I work as an adapter.
Sorry, Rav, I just don't understand. What do you mean when we need to integrate? Integrate with what? I mean, I'm afraid that I will become too much like them and separate from spirituality.
When a mother hears what her child is asking for, she translates his suffering to something else. She has to go to the shop to buy some food or something or medicine and to bring it to him. He's not asking for a remedy or food. He's crying. But she knows how to translate his deficiency to her deficiency and to ask the Creator, suppose, to give according to her deficiency what he needs, this child. So the Creator gives her according to her deficiency, because this is what, that's how he communicates. And the mother gives the child, and that's how it works, gradually. It's the same here. We need to take the deficiencies of all of humanity to incorporate in them and to feel how much they suffer and look at the world. And don't think it's just things that are passing before your eyes. You must suffer from the fact that people feel bad, and to ask the Creator to help them, and that He won't give them these such punishments. This way you correct them on your own, and you also correct yourself, and you let the Creator perform the corrections, and everyone profits from that. You start being the adapter between humanity and the Creator, and everything depends on you. This is why you will suffer in the future more than everyone, or you will make more profit, if you can say so, more than everyone else. But you must know all corrections depend on you. That's why we're not to look at the whole world and to say, oh, okay, this will cause them to become wiser. They'll understand that we have to do something. No, you have to take it as fast as possible on your account. You have to raise this deficiency to the Creator, that instead of the path of suffering, you will pass us all through the path of light, the path of Torah, because there are two ways to the goal. So we're asking for the entire humanity that is incapable of asking. It's like a mother bringing this child some medicine. We have to ask the Creator to pass us all of humanity, through the path of correction. And the more we ask from Him for the entire humanity, by that we also advance, because all we want is one thing, to give contentment to the Creator so that He will correct everyone. And if we make this connection between Him and humanity, then He can work. And we need nothing else, just to be the adapter. We have to be in between humanity and the Creator. And then you'll see how much humanity will start appreciating the wisdom of Kabbalah, Nebaruch, and this whole process it's going through. Because all evil has to only reach a small sting for humans, and this wakes them up to get all the abundance, all the goodness. You just need a little bit of evil.